Hello and welcome to a very interesting section of the New Age Podcast. My name is David Henry and I will be your host on today's show. And right here on this section of the podcast, I have an interesting guest. Yes, she's an influencer and I really fancy the way she went about it, how she, you know, covered it. Actually, we've been friends for over, I think, 2 months now, and then we've been friends, yes, but she never told me that she's an influencer. Not up till yesterday that she mentioned it to me and say, okay, look at who I am, look at what I do. I was like surprised. And then she shared her link with me. I had to go look at her Instagram page and it was awesome, really awesome. So I then decided to say, okay, fine, this is the perfect, you know, fit for this. Yes, I did. And before I introduce her, I got to say this. She's about to get married, in case you don't know. And I'm telling you, actually, she's about to get married to the love of her life. And it makes it even more amazing and awesome to have her on this show, because at least she got some experience about the topic we are about to share. And apart from that, she's an awesome person. Trust me, she's an awesome person and you want to meet her. Okay, away from all of these, I'll come back and introduce her. I know you guys are, you know, anxious to know who this person is, but I'll come back and introduce her. What we are to discuss today is relationship. Actually, we've been talking about relationship, and on our last section of the podcast, I did mention something as well. But what we are doing today is a little bit different from me, though it's still related to relationship, but it's a little bit different. What we did previously was highlighting the dangers, which I call the red lines in a relationship, the dangers, which I mentioned, when you see domestic violence in a relationship, it's a sign of a red line. When that communication is no longer there, that's part of a red line, but that's not what we are doing today. Actually, what we are doing today is called the checklist of a relationship. The checklist, those stuff that you've outlisted and that you want to see in a man, that you want to see in a woman, that you want to see in your partner whilst you guys are in a relationship. So what if all these qualities, that person doesn't carry it? So that's what we are about to discuss today. And trust me, it's going to be really exciting because she got a whole lot of added. And something happened today again that she would like to share as well. Her brother, you know, got, you know, I think relationship stuff like it, but she's in a better place to say that. I'm not in a better place to say that, actually. So she's no other person rather than Alex. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Alex to the show.
Well, thank you so much for the kind introduction. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really glad to have you here as well. So, Alex, I have a bunch of questions to interview about because I've seen that you, to an extent, have an idea concerning relationship because you're about to get married, right?
I would say I have a little bit of experience, yeah.
yeah, that's great. So, the first question here, okay, actually, I've already, you know, done an intro about what we want to discuss, so I'll just do a little bit of torchlighting it and then start with the first question. So what we're about to discuss is pertaining those stuffs related to the list of qualities that most people have outlined that they are looking out for in a relationship. So some people might say, okay, I need a guy that is tall. I need a guy that is God-fearing. I need a lady that is perfect for me. You know, all of those qualities, most people have outlined it. So now I'm looking at it from this other angle. What if some of those qualities, you know, are not found in those persons that you feel you want to go in a relationship with? What then happened? That is why I outlined this question, so that you help our audience as well in most of the areas when it comes to relationships. So the first question here I have for you: is it okay to date around? Like, is it okay to date around? When I mean dating around, there is this phenomenon that goes putting your egg in one basket is dangerous. So a lot of people believe that it is not right to date a single person. So what do you think about putting your egg in one basket? Is it okay to date around?
Honestly, I think I could see it both ways. I think if you're young and just starting out, and or even if you're, you know, older and you're just not sure what you want, I think as long as you're open and honest with the person and just letting them know, like, hey, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm still dating around. I'm just trying to figure out what I want, or I don't want a committed relationship. I just want to be with different people. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as you're open and honest about it and the other person is fine with it.
Okay, so if I'm getting you well, it's okay to, if I'm getting you well, according to the question, it's okay to date around, but what is required for dating around is the understanding of the other partner, right?
Yeah, because there are some people who want to get married and want something serious, and other people who are just not in that stage of life, and maybe that's just not something that they ever want, and that's okay too. I mean, we're all different, luckily, so you just have to find someone who matches up with what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I kind of agree with what you're saying, because me as well, I can't say, because as you mentioned earlier, as someone coming up, as a young boy, as a young girl who isn't married yet, who is looking forward to get married, I can say that, you know, putting your egg in one basket is a bit dangerous. Yes, I would say that it's a bit dangerous because you're not yet sure of what will happen as it goes on. You're not yet sure about what will happen. So I kind of agree with you that 60%, it is safer not putting your egg in one basket. It's just our general thought. It's just what I perceive. It's from my own perspective. Okay, so I kind of believe that. So let me go down to the second question. Is it okay to date someone who is in the same religion with you? Like, for example, we have Christians, we have the Muslims, we have the Buddhists, and, you know, a whole bunch of religion. So do you see it proper for a Christian or another religion dating a religion separate from what he or she believes?
So this is just my personal experience. I know that it can work. Like, I have friends who are not the same religion and it works out perfectly. But I know for me, especially since I'm from the Christianity, like, sect or whatever you want to call it, I know for me, when I dated someone who wasn't a Christian, our morals didn't quite line up. So I know for us, it was a constant battle, and eventually it led to us breaking up. And he used it as an excuse to break up with me as well. So I know, like, for me, I've tried it a few different times. I saw saying, like, it can't work, but for me, it definitely didn't work. So, like, that's one of the things that's important for me in a relationship now.
Okay, so to you feel, you know, not dating someone from your own religion wouldn't work out. Like, dating someone outside your religion might make it not to work out.
I know for me personally, I don't do it, but I have friends that do it, and it works out great for them. It's all about, you know, being understanding and really respectful of each other. Because, I mean, especially if you have a Christian and, let's say, some other religion like Muslim, as long as there's mutual respect, I don't see why it couldn't work. But for some people, it's just not what they're looking like for. So it's at the end of the day, it's what you're comfortable with and what your partner can agree on. For me, my partner was definitely not respectful of the fact that I was. So it led to a lot of issues.
Okay. I totally understand you. Let me just say this. Let me say this and actually ask a question. Let me use myself as an example. Let me just say I'm a Muslim, okay, and maybe my partner is a Christian, and she's trying to convert me, and now we are into a relationship. Though, before we started this relationship, we had an understanding that, okay, look at my religion, look at your religion, let's respect each other's religion. But along the line, something happened, and then I decided, maybe family decided to say, okay, you cannot get married to someone, is from another religion, and her family as well say you cannot get married to someone from another religion. And apart from that, we have, both of us have this strong affection and love for each other. How do you think we can manage that? How do you think we can manage?
Well, I think in culture, like, culture difference is definitely a big part of it. Like, I know, especially in America, like, a lot of people, it's like, it doesn't matter if your family approves or not. Like, it just matters that the two people are together. But I know in other religions and cultures, like, even Indian culture, if your family is really against it, it makes it really hard to have a relationship with that person. And I feel like it's up to the people that are getting married. If they love each other and they want to make it work, like, they can do it, especially if, you know, that's what they both really want.
Great. Absolutely amazing, because I was thinking maybe family could stand as a barrier to a relationship when it comes to religion. So away from that, to the next question. Is it okay? I know it sounds archaic, it sounds weird, but I would like you to give your honest view on what I'm about to ask. Is it okay to have sex before marriage?
That's a really deep topic. I feel like if, like, first, like, for example, Christians don't believe that. I mean, I guess it's divided because no one is, like, all together anymore. Right? There are people that says, like, yeah, it's fine to be right. I think people are like, no, it's not fine. I think at the end of the day, it's a personal decision that you have to make. Like, do you feel comfortable with this person? And, you know, I do feel like when you do take that physical step in a relationship, you know, you do have a much closer bond to them. And, you know, if it doesn't work out or if you break up for some reason, I feel like it makes your breakup that much worse. So I think you have to think about it for yourself and see, like, is this something I want to do? Do I feel comfortable with doing this? Do I feel guilty? Is it okay? Like, this is a personal choice for everyone, honestly. I don't think that there's a right or wrong answer.
Actually, that's honest. I like the way you answered it. You answered it from a neutral perspective, and I really respect that, because I can see, I've had a lot of persons have told me that when they have sex with their partner in a relationship that they are not married yet, that it has a way of affecting them in a way, in a sense that when the relationship maybe along the line goes wrong and then a breakup comes up, they say when they remember the affection, the intimacy they had, they kind of want to force yourself to make it work out, which to me, I feel it's dangerous. So I don't know if I want to give my honest opinion. I will go with what you said. It's from a personal point of view. Yes, I totally agree with that. It's from a personal point of view, because if I'm not comfortable doing something, then what's the essence of me doing it? If I don't feel safe, if I don't feel, you know, good with what I'm doing, and inside of me I feel a kind of guilty doing it, and then it's not worth doing. But if I do something having it in at the back of my mind that, okay, this thing I'm doing, if it comes with a repercussion, I wouldn't regret it, then it's fine. So I will go with what you say once again, that if you are in a relationship, this to my audience, if you're in a relationship and then you feel you want to have sex with your partner, you have to ask yourself this question. Do I feel comfortable with it? Does it in any way go against my rule, or will it affect me, you know, when maybe want to break up all of a sudden? You know, if you ask yourself this question and it doesn't affect your question, or it doesn't affect what you look out for, then it's fine, you can go ahead with it. But if it has a way of affecting you, and then you can just quit from it, it also could. So now we're going to the next question, which is, what do you think are some character traits one should look out for while going into a relationship?
Oh, that's a big one. I feel like a lot of things, especially when you're younger, I know for me, I would say, okay, I want the guy to be taller than me. I want him to be like this build. I want him to have this color, this eye color. Because, when you're younger, it's like you care about these things. But then when you get older, like you realize, I mean, we're all going to age eventually. So those things aren't even going to matter. So I think, when you get older and you realize, like, hey, these character traits, they matter more than just the looks of the person. And those things, like, change, I think, as you get older. Like, for example, I think a good rule of thumb is to find someone who's kind, because that's a trait that not only is going to affect you, but when you introduce them to your family, who's going to be accepted because they're like, hey, this guy is really nice. This guy is really caring. Someone who, is there for you time after time, like being dependable, someone who respects you. Because at the end of the day, like these things are going to build a really solid foundation, and you want someone who's going to be kind and generous, not only to you, but if your family needs something, if you guys decide, like, hey, we want to have kids, you need someone who's going to be a good, father for your kids. And I think all of these things kind of build a really good foundation.
Interesting, actually. If I'm to say, if I'm to add to what you said, kindness, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool to look out for a person that is kind. But what if, let me just ask a random question. What if this person is kind, yes, and then this person is not respectful? Yeah, the person is kind, but the person is not respectful. What do you do in that kind of relationship?
I mean, earlier on, I probably would have been like, it's fine. We love each other. We'll make it work. But now that I'm older and I've already experienced all of that, I feel like that wouldn't be a relationship personally that would work out for me. Because the thing is, especially, men, from what I find, of course, this isn't every guy. I'm just saying, like, with men I've dated, like, respect is a really huge thing. But if you want respect, you also have to give it as well. And if a man's not being respectful to their partner, then what are, if you do have kids, for example, like what are they gonna think? What are your family members gonna think? Like, how are you gonna feel when you feel like, oh, my partner doesn't respect me? Like, that's not gonna make you feel loved or safe or valued. So for me, it would be like a huge deal not to have that.
That's exciting, and then a bit cool, because that's what everyone look out for. Someone who is kind, someone who is understanding. Yes, very basic. Someone who is kind, someone who is understanding, someone who is respectful. That to me, that's what I look out for mostly in a relationship. I don't, like the kind of relationship where someone disrespect the partner. It makes it feel as if you are in a relationship with maybe your child. It doesn't make it look mature, kind of relationship thing. It makes it look inferior and superior. It doesn't balance the equation. It's not normally relationship. The basic of a relationship, you are supposed to love. And when we talk about love, oversees everything. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is respectful. Love can sacrifice. That's one of the biggest points of love. Love sacrifice. So if you have pride in you and that you love somebody, because love sacrifices, you have to let your pride go. You have to sacrifice the pride. That's what I look out for. Love and respect. I don't joke with that when it comes to relationship. Love, respect. You understand your partner. When I understand how you operate, actually, I at least will say, okay, if you're angry, I will say to myself, okay, this person is someone I've known for a couple of days or a couple of months, depending on how long the relationship have lasted. I say, okay, this person is a person that I've known. When he or she's angry, I don't tend to, speak to him, because when he's angry, whatever listening, he will keep yelling. So if there is understanding, there wouldn't be much problem in a relationship. To me, that's what I think. Love, respect, and understanding. So what do you think about that?
I think you have a good point. I think respect really hits home when you're having an argument with someone, because like you said, if you're afraid to talk to that person because you're like, oh, this person's going to be mad, they're going to yell at me, like, obviously you're not going to feel safe with that person. But it also means like you're not going to resolve conflict. Like, let's say, you know, your partner hurt your feelings, but you're like, I can't tell them that, like, they're going to yell at me, they're going to cuss at me. So then what happens is you're like, you tuck it away and you don't think about it, and then eventually it just piles up until you just explode. And then you realize, like, you know, that's not really the kind of relationship that you want. Like, you want to be able to be open with someone. You don't want to bottle it all up and then it just explodes and then it leads to even more problems. Like, it's really hard, especially when you're upset sometimes, to communicate and, you know, be respectful because you're just so mad at that person. But at the end of the day, you have to remember, like, your team, you love that person. I mean, one day that person's going to be gone, whether you die or they die, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like, do you really want to spend that time arguing with them, or do you just want to resolve it, be a better couple and move on with your life? You know, like, that's something a lot of people don't think about, but I think it's really important, especially since, you know, I've gotten older and I kind of look back at my past relationships and I'm like, you know, these things are really important to me, whereas before, in my younger years, I probably wouldn't have cared as much.
Great. I just want to ask this question very fast, but we have to talk more about this particular question that I'm asking. And then it's not as if I'm tripping away from the what to look out for in relationships, the characteristic or trait to look out for in a relationship. No, we'll soon come back to that, but I just have to ask this question. How can trust be built in a relationship? Trust. We know trust is hard to end. It's very difficult. Trust is end. It's not bought. So it's difficult. Something that you have. When we come to economics, there's something that they call wages and there's something that they call salary. So trust is like salary, which you earn monthly, and then wages is something you earn daily. So trust is like a monthly something. And then it's difficult to earn from it. And a little stuff like this breaks it. So how can trust be built in a relationship?
Well, I know this is probably really a basic answer, but it honestly just takes time. And I know, especially myself, like, I just want it, like, now. Like, I don't want to have to wait, you know? Like, I want to make sure that I have this trust with this person. But the thing is, like, that's just not how it works. Like, for trust to be built, like, you have to make sure that that person has earned it, first of all, and that they're someone that you can trust. And that takes time. It takes them, you know, being there for you and constantly, consistently being there, giving them a little bit of something. Like, let's say, hey, I had a bad day, this happened. Like, what do they do with, you know, what you tell them? Are they going to be there when you're having a bad day? Are they going to be there, you know, when you're sad? And this all takes time because these emotions just don't happen all overnight. So it's just time and building on what you have.
Exciting. I'm happy for what you said. I've actually picked something from it. Trust requires attention. That is what I picked from it. Very important. Trust requires attention. You know, to when you say something like, concerning when you tell your partner, okay, my day was bad, and need that kind of attention for the person to pay maybe attention, and then you explain yourself and say, this is what happened, all of that. I get that. But let me just ask this question right inside this trust that we are discussing. In a relationship where maybe the other partner cheats on the partner, how can that trust be restored again?
That's a really tough question. I've had this happen a few times with a few different relationships, and honestly, I feel like it depends on the person. Like, there are some people that just cannot get over the fact and they can never trust them again, and for those people, I think it's okay for them to move on. You know, for other couples, I've heard, you know, anything from couples therapy to I'm going to track you, you know, on your phone and make sure I want to see your phone, your text, your calls. And I feel like you can get like, you know, really toxic when you have to be there and constantly monitor your partner to make sure they're not cheating. But I think it's just we all deal with things in a different way. And, you know, some people are like, okay, after a year or so, like, I will trust you again. And other people just can't put that trust back. So I think it really just depends on the person, honestly.
Yeah, actually, I just have to laugh a little bit. I just, it's really funny. Yeah. Honestly, it's really funny. So, in a relationship where, let me just say, you know, cheats on the other partner, and then that trust is no longer there. I see. I've watched a lot of movies. Yes, like more than 100 movies where discuss about cheating. Partner cheated on this other partner, and then that trust is no longer there. A little call that will come in. Who just called you? I just want to see who called you. Somebody texted you. Can I just see that text message? And it gets, yes, I agree with you. It gets really toxic because it makes it no longer comfortable for both of them. That trust is not there. So to me, if I would say, I'll go with your first point that you say, talk to a therapist because it's really important. There's a movie I watched that the lady lost trust for the husband because they are twin. They're actually twin and they are non-identical. You cannot identify them. But trust me, the husband knew who the wife was, who the wife is rather. But he had an affection. He had an affair with the sister of the wife. And because of that, they broke up. And the love was still there though. But he wanted to move on. But the sister of the wife asked him to marry her. So they got married. And it was like, okay, it feels like it's the same person that I was in a relationship. Because they are the same. Facially, they are the same. Their voice, everything, they're the same. But the man knew who the wife is. It's not as if he cannot identify between them. One day, the sister came visiting them. She stayed about 3 days. And the fourth day, she started making advances to the husband of her twin sister. And this man, instead of him to reject it, he fell for it. And then they had an affair, which resulted to the wife finding out. And it was very difficult to lay trust. At first, when I was watching this movie, I never understood what happened. Not until I discovered that the husband cheated on the wife. The wife was mad. The wife doesn't entertain friends around him. The wife doesn't want him to go to anywhere. And the wife doesn't even allow him to stay outside more than 6 o'clock. So all those kind of things make a relationship boring. And then the way they managed to go past it was they had to talk to a therapist. And the therapist had to help them through it. And that was it. Before you know, she cried, yes. And I will also advise ladies or guys, if your partner cheats on you, look for a way to cry. I've discovered that crying is one good medicine that many people don't know. It eases the heart from the pains, from the body it's bearing. It eases it. So if you find yourself in a situation that makes you really sad and makes you feel like to cry, just cry. It will really, it will at least 50% help out in that situation. To me, that's what I say. So talk to a therapy. If you feel like crying, cry. And then also talk to your partner. Have a real good conversation with him. A real good conversation. A heart-to-heart conversation. Okay, what do you look out for in this relationship? Are you ready to change? His reply will tell you if to move on with him or not to move on with him. If not to move on with him, there is no need for you building trust again. Just break the relationship. But if you see or find a need of moving on with him, then it's fine. You can still try. It can work. Actually, it can really work. So you can still try it. And then you see. So that brings us to the sixth question, which is, you know, most people believe that, as I'm coming to the religion aspect now, if you are a Christian, it's best for you to find love in a church. Why secular people, they believe that it's best to find good love and quality relationship, maybe in a club or a bar or just somewhere flitting around. So now my question to you is, where is the right place to find quality and good relationship?
I think that's a really hard question, because I feel like we're all so different. Like, for something that might work for someone might not work for someone else. Like, I know for me, I didn't find, like, my fiance, I actually met him in arcade while we were playing video games, like 10 years ago, something like that, 12 years ago. But I also have friends that have done like online dating and have, you know, found a lot of success with that. I think it kind of just depends on your personality. And, you know, when I was single, I did try, you know, online dating, but I realized for me, like, just the idea of knowing someone online and then having to type it out and making sure they message you back, like, for me, that didn't work. So I was, you know, I would rather just meet someone in person and do it the old school way. But for a lot of people, you know, like, online dating is a great place to meet someone. And if you have, like, religious preferences, you can also, you know, use filters and stuff to find someone that matches what you're looking for. So I think it can be a really helpful tool.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate this. You hit the nail. That's, I think they used to say, you hit it on its head. You nailed it very well. I really like the way you answered it. Talking about where to find a good relationship, I picked the first point. You said some people would prefer meeting face to face. Let me see you and you to see me. Some other persons prefer on the phone. Some people prefer internet, you know, dating or online dating and all those stuff. So it depends on your preference. That's what I picked from here. So it depends on your preference. You have to go with what works for you. If this doesn't work for you, then stick with what works. And we're going to the next question, because I feel, especially when it comes to marriage, when it comes to that marriage aspect, like, you know, you mentioned something that your partner met you when you guys were playing video game and it was about 10 years ago. And then now you're about to get married. That's a whole lot of time. How did you guys manage to do it?
Well, our story is kind of an interesting one. Like, we did meet, like, you know, 12 years ago, something like that. But we did have, like, a point where our friendship, because we were best friends at first, but there was a point in time to where our friendship just got really toxic. And, he kind of just walked away from that. And then later on, when I was in a better place, I reached out and he wasn't in a good place. And then we recently just, like, reconnected and found, like, hey, like, I was your best friend. I was in love with you. And I was like, oh, me too. So I always knew, like, that was my end game. But I feel like before I started talking to him, like, I feel like relationships to me were like a business transaction. Like, I didn't need love. I just needed someone that I could be with, you know, to make it make sense, like, financially. Like, two incomes are better than one. I didn't necessarily have to be super in love with the person as long as, you know, we could stand each other. Like, that was enough for me. But then going back and being like, wow, I actually really, like, am in love with this person, it makes it really different. So I think everyone's story is just so unique. I think when you meet the right person, people always say, like, oh, when you know, you know. But I never, like, really understood that until right now. And I'm like, yeah, there is, like, a thing. Like, deep inside your heart, I feel like everyone knows when, you know, you find that person. And I feel like different people manage things differently. Like, there are just some crazy stories I've heard, even from my friends, of how their relationship started and how it ended, you know? Like, it's a journey for everyone, really.
Actually, this is a great idea. It makes me, once again, feel like to laugh. So this brings us to another question, which is there anything, like, too fast in a relationship when it comes to sex, when it comes to marriage, and when it comes to finance, like sending money to your partner? Is there anything like too fast in a relationship?
I think it really depends on the person. I feel like if someone, for example, I dated one guy who wanted to get married within 6 months, and like he kept, because he was from India actually, and I feel like even though I saw a bunch of red flags, like he was pushing me toward wanting to get married, like, hey, we should get married, and kind of pushed it really quickly, even though I had concerns and saw a bunch of red flags. So if someone is like pushing you and you don't feel comfortable with it, and you just, you know, you feel a deep dread inside, like that's too fast, because it's not making you feel comfortable. It's not making you feel safe. And other people, they meet, like my grandparents actually didn't really even date, but that was like back in the 1920s as well or something like that. But I mean, they went on and dated for a week before my grandfather proposed to my grandma, and they were together for 50 years. So it's really dependent on the person. But if you feel like someone is pushing you too fast, or you don't feel comfortable, then that's too fast for you. And that's okay. You need to, you know, talk to that person and let them know, like, I don't feel comfortable with this. And then make sure you stand up for yourself, because you don't want to be in a relationship or, you know, get married to someone and then, you know, regret it later.
I really enjoyed what you just said, because I picked something from it. It brings us once again to that personal self, let me say self checklist, like checking yourself. Does this suit me? Does this go down well with me? You have to ask yourself some certain question. If I don't feel comfortable about it, then it's a rush then. But if I feel comfortable with it, then it's not a rush. So let me ask this question. What if someone feels, okay, this relationship, I'm comfortable with it, even if you others, like people who are maybe family, friends, are saying, okay, this is too fast, but to me, I feel I'm safe with this person, and then I feel comfortable with this person, I feel comfortable with the whole stuff. Should I listen to maybe my friends or my family who are saying it's too fast, or should I just go ahead with what I feel good about?
Normally, I would say just do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. But I have learned, especially in relationships, like it's valid to take time to listen to your family and friends, because they might say something that maybe you didn't see, because, you know, they're a third party looking in, and sometimes you might be too blinded by love, or, you know, maybe there's something that they pick up and you're like, oh, I never really noticed that about my partner. Like, hey, do you know every time, you know, you do this, he does that, like, maybe I didn't notice that he does those things. And then I have to ask myself, okay, does this bother me? No, not really. Or if I talk to my partner and, you know, we work a way around it, then I think it's okay. But I definitely always like want to listen to my friends and family, because they can see something that I might not be able to. And it's valid to take their concerns into consideration. But at the end of the day, it is your decision. So whatever you decide to do, it's going to affect you more than anyone. But I think it's definitely at least worth, you know, listening to what they have to say and kind of just seeing what they, you know, how they feel about it.
Actually, that's true. That's true, correct? Because why didn't you listen to them is this also. You fear maybe if something goes wrong, the blame would all come to you, and you wouldn't like such things. So to an extent, it's cool you listen, to pay attention to your friends and your family. But if you feel cool about this, and then once again, it brings us back to yourself. If you feel that, okay, when things go wrong, I wouldn't blame anybody for it, then it's cool. So let's go to the last question. But before then, yes, the last question. Right away, we are calling it a wrap though, but another time we can still do this, and I really appreciate this. So the last question is, for someone who just got out of a relationship, what do you think is like, how do you, fast do you think the person should go back into a relationship? Yeah.
I feel like for each person, it's kind of different, depending on the dynamic of the relationship. I feel like, you know, some people are ready to go back out and date, you know, even a week after breaking up. I think that might be a little too fast. But I feel like when you do break up, you know, obviously there's going to be a period of time where maybe you're excited and happy that the breakup happened. Maybe it was just a really bad relationship. And that's okay. But I feel like you should take time for yourself. I mean, depending on how much time you need is, you know, different for each person. But I mean, take time to reflect and, you know, see like, okay, what didn't I like about this person? What did I like about this person? Because, you know, the next person you see, you might be able to, you know, find what you're looking for just based off of, you know, what did you like? What do you not like? And I feel like every relationship is like a learning experience because you get to learn, you know, more about yourself and use that to be better. And whenever you're ready to get back out there, you know, there's no rush. You know, take your time if you need it. If not, you know, get back on the horse and go find someone. Go on dates. Go hang out with your friends. Go, you know, live it up. But you don't have to jump, you know, right back in if you don't want to.
Yeah, so that brings us back again to, so relationship, actually, what I have to learn from all of what we've been discussing is relationship boils down to you yourself, like checking and asking yourself, what do I want? If this doesn't go down well with me, will I feel comfortable about it? Because now, talking about this, how long would it take for someone to get into another relationship? It still boils down to personal point of view, personal perspective. Like you said something concerning asking yourself, if, let me just say, for example, a week is okay for someone to get into another relationship. If you feel okay, you're okay, and then your heart has already healed, then it's fine. It's a personal stuff. But if you feel, that's my own honest opinion, that scar still remains in you, that scar is still in you, and then there's no point of you going into a relationship. So the best thing is, it's not advisable, though, I don't know, what if I would say 30% of persons have done it, it worked for them, but the 70%, it didn't work. So I wouldn't advise another person, I wouldn't advise anyone to go into a relationship after a breakup. If you just broke up from a relationship, you have to let yourself heal properly, because when you are in another relationship, when you're not totally healed, that memory of your partner who broke up with you will keep reflecting back to you, and it has a way of affecting you, and it has a way of preaching you, you know. And it's crazy. You told me about your, I don't know if it's intrusive or it doesn't make sense, but you told me about your brother relationship that just broke up, and I would just like to, how did he feel like when he was speaking to you? How was he? Was he okay?
I mean, they have been dating for 2 years, and he was really upset, really emotional about it. And I think one of the things that hurt the most is, you know, when she called him to break up with him, like, she didn't even do it in person, but I think one of the hardest things for him is, you know, she wasn't upset. It was like they were just having a normal conversation. Like, I don't think this is working. Like, there was no emotion from her, you know, which made him feel kind of like he didn't matter. His feelings didn't matter. So as a sister, it's hard to see your brother go through that, because I mean, he's a really, really good guy, and he, you know, was always really kind and respectful to her. But I don't know why she didn't want to be with him. But I told him the same thing I told you. You know, you don't have to get back into a relationship right away, and you know, you deserve someone who appreciates you, because she obviously didn't. And, you know, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but, you know, she's gonna see, like, you know, you're a really good guy. Like, you always went out of your way for her. And she'll miss it one day. So, yeah, I always try to make someone feel better and, you know, tell them the truth, because sometimes when you're really down and you're upset about something, it's hard for you to see that about yourself. But, you know, just gotta be there.
If we honestly, you actually have to actually bring that to listen to this show. Actually, yes, it's really important. It will help him. Yes, it will help him. I trust, because you shed a whole lot of light, you know, to this relationship topic, and I really appreciate it. I really, from the depth of my heart, appreciate it. You've thrown a whole lot of light. So, finally, we've come to the end of it. So, what will be your advice for, if you want to advise someone who is about to go into a relationship, in, let me just say, 30 seconds, what will be your advice for that person?
I would say make sure to get to know the person. I know a lot of people want to run into a relationship really quick because we fantasize like, oh, it'd be so nice to have someone to hold hands with. But to really feel like a good foundation for a relationship is be their friend first. Even if it's just like a few months, like see how they act and kind of go from there. See how they treat their friends, see how they treat their family. It's the little things you have to pay attention to.
Interesting. I really thank you once again, Jace, Alex, for having you on this show. I really want to say I'm grateful from the depth of my heart, honestly, because it's not easy for you out of your busy schedule. You see, found a time to do this with me. I really appreciate it, and I want to say a very big thank you. So, to our wonderful audience, this is where we call it a wrap on this section of the podcast. You have listened to what Alex had to say on the, you know, on this particular episode, and she really nailed it. She really pointed out and picked out the important points when it comes to relationship. Once again, I will appreciate you guys for listening to the show, and as always, before you screw up or just go to another stuff that you're doing, just hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and also do me a favor of sharing this podcast. But meanwhile, please follow our guest Alex on all her social media handle. On YouTube, you can find her with the name Love Sugar Show. And also on Instagram, you can find her with that same name, Love Sugar Show. That's her username. And trust me, she's an influencer. Once again, I must say this again. She's an influencer. She has over 101,000 followers on Instagram. A big one. Thank you once again for having me on the show. Until next time, remain blessed. Stay calm. Stay out of trouble. Bye for now.